The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with Realty Executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Duval. Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am glad to be here. And my co-host Roger Henderson is out for today. And I have Wally Conway filling in. Thank you, Wally.
Happy to be with you as always.
I am very happy you're here today. We've got a great show today. And I wanted to talk to Wally a little bit because we had a wonderful weekend this past weekend. And we had the gala for Best Buddies, and do you know how much money you raised for Best Buddies?
Very happy to say that with a great amount of help, some wonderful people, many within real estate, much like yourself, we raised just under $200,000 in a single night.
That's fantastic. That was really a great night. And, you know, tell us a little bit about Best Buddies and, you know, what is the program?
So Best Buddies pairs, let me back up. Everybody needs a friend.
We
all need a friend. No one likes to eat alone, sit alone, be alone. And regrettably, many people with intellectual or other disabilities end up, especially school age, they have lunch alone and they just don't have a friend. So Best Buddies was founded in 1989 by Anthony Kennedy Shriver. His father, Sergeant Shriver, founded the Peace Corps. His mother, Eunice Shriver, founded Special Olympics. So poor Anthony, growing up, said, "I gotta found something.
Right, I gotta do something really good to contribute."
He started Best Buddies. So through middle school and high school, and even UNF and JU, have programs that partner intellectually disabled or developmentally. You'd think I could say that better. People with some special needs with other people that don't. So they have a friend. That's all. It's great fun.
It is. And so Wally was one of the champions. They have quite a few people, and they try to raise as much money as they can in 90 days. And so congratulations on your winning the best champion of the – actually, it's going to be for the year – and
Everybody's a winner at Best Buddies. You're there as a buddy, you contribute time, talent, treasure, or just sharing awareness. So we were very, very grateful to have wonderful people, and that nearly 200,000 was more than a 50% increase over the year before. So thank you to all who participated.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you for, you know, with Veterans Day, I thought of you because you not only served, but you continue to serve in the community and stuff. So we appreciate you.
Thank you.
And what else is new? What's going on with HomePro?
Well, the home inspection world is an ever-changing world. You know, it feels like every other year, some new product gets invented that turns out not to be the panacea that we believed. So a decade ago, it was polybutylene pipe is going to make the world a better place. And I went, uh-oh. That's a problem. And then a few years after that, Louisiana Pacific siding. So it's a never-changing scenario. For us, I'll tell you, one of the big changes over time has been technology. Back at the dawn of time, the Flintstones. Do you know the Flintstones?
Love the Flintstones.
Flintstones were really great. So Fred and Wilma wanted to buy a home in Bedrock. And they hired a home inspector. They had him back then. And this guy... Yeah, he was a home inspector.
Was his name Wally Conway?
No.
Okay, just checking.
I'm only 63. So the guy shows up, and he had a torch in one hand, and he had a stone tablet in the other hand. and he shined light upon the wall with a torch, and he used the tablet, the stone tablet, to write a report on what was visible. Then later, what happened, Abraham Lincoln with Mary Todd Lincoln, they wanted to buy a house, and they called the log cabin inspector, and he came out with a lantern and a quill pen. And with a lantern, he shined light on the wall, and with a quill pen, he wrote a report on what was visible. And then later, Thomas Edison and his wife wanted to buy a house in New Jersey, where I'm from. And the inspector showed up with a typewriter and a flashlight, thanks to Edison. He shined light on the wall and reported on what was visible. So from the dawn of time until very recently, nothing changed. Someone showed up, shined a light, and then made a report. Today, with the wonders of infrared technology, we can actually see what's invisible. It's almost like an MRI for the house. So we can see things and discover things that are otherwise invisible. And not even as much about discovering defect is about affirming everything is okay. So it's been said that to refer a home inspector not using infrared technology is a negligent referral, because that agent, for some reason, is putting that home buyer in a position to not know what could be known. It's as dopey as if, let's say you tweaked your knee. Would you even consider going to a doctor that said, MRIs, that's preposterous. Let me just lay hands on you. I'll tell you how you're doing. It's nutty. So the technology for us has continually evolved. We now have 7 drone pilots on staff, not as a reason to make an excuse not to go on the roof, but certain roofs are dangerous or destructive to go on, high chimneys, other things. So we've invested a lot of money in technology and the training so that every piece of technology that's reasonably available, we can use to protect the customer.
And you guys have a wonderful company. And tell us a little bit about the different plans you have, because I know you have, I think it's advanced plan or...
Yeah.
Oh, it's time for our top properties with Betty Layton. And we're going to have to get back with Wally on that. So, Betty Layton.
Hello, folks. Thanks for having me on, Anita. And we've got 3 properties to talk about today. The first one is a new listing that just came on the market. It is 9864 Eve Drive North. The list price is at $145,000, and it's a 3-1. And we are actually going to have an open house this Saturday from 11 to 2, if you can stop by and take a look at it. Another property we have is at 2223 Mescalero Way. This is a renovated property. It's a 3-2.5 at just over 1,700 square feet. It's also in the ICW, Intercoastal West, in Indian Springs. So looking for a property in that area, please stop by and take a look at it. And I got one more over in the Fort Caroline area. It's in Mariner's Point. It's 4850 Mariner's Point Drive. This property is listed at $369,900. It's got pretty much two master suites. It's a 5-3, just under 3,000 square feet, and is a beautiful pool home with RV or boat parking. So if you're interested in any of these, you can contact me at Betty Layton at 904-838-8743.
What phone number was that, Betty?
Again, that's 904-838-8743.
And what is your website?
Our website is BettyLayton.net.
Perfect. And you need to look up Brody Cove for me during the break. So when I come back, I'm going to tell you about Brody Cove. It's a great piece of property that we have. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904 904- 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you.
I would definitely help somebody out with $1 million.
Bare naked ladies help them every day.
Yes. And we had one more property from Betty Layton, Brody Cove. Tell us about Brody Cove.
Brody Cove, we just actually did a price drop. It is now listed at $238,000. It is a pool home. They're the Atlantic and Kernan area in the intercoastal west. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, just under 1,700 square feet. And there is an open house there this Saturday from 1 to 3.
$238,000. It's a beautiful house, and it has a swimming pool, and it's going to be open this Saturday. So we want people to kind of stop by and... Casey Stratner is going to be working it. She's awesome. And at least drop by and meet her and take a peek at this great home at Brody Cove this Saturday from
1 to 3.
Perfect. Now, Wally.
Yes.
Let's get back because you have different plans that people can get for their home inspection. And what I like about your product is that you offer so much more than I think anybody else. And plus you have some guarantees that people don't realize. So tell us about some of those guarantees that you guys have.
Thank you for asking. In the simplest sense, there goes my voice. What we say is Home Pro offers you more than over 25 years experience, over 25,000 local inspections, and over $25,000 in after inspection protection, including 5-year roof warranty on every single home, regardless of the age of the roof. A buyback guarantee. If you move in and you're not happy, we'll buy the home back from you. No questions asked. Very simple to do. And every single home that we've inspected is also eligible for an 18-month extended warranty on top of those other things. And I truly travel the country. I was gone all week last week on a business development tour. We look for the best and the brightest technologies and ideas that anyone in the country is using to protect homeowners, home sellers, home buyers, real estate agents, quite frankly, and we integrate those into the company. So we offer things in two different levels. We call the Advantage Package, which takes care of the home inspection and some other basics and all those protections I talked about. And then in our Ultimate Package, we really layer in everything that's reasonably available. So we'll lay in the WDO, the four-point insurance letter, the wind mitigation letter. There's a build fax, which is very much like home Carfax. It's the same as Carfax, except it's for houses. A neighborhood environmental report, which seeks out environmental hazards in the neighborhood. We do all of those things and offer essentially every piece of protection, every piece of information that's available anywhere in the country as it relates to knowledge and due diligence about your investment. Then one might reasonably say, if HomePro Inspections did everything for me that they can possibly deliver, what would that cost? And the answer is about a mortgage payment, a little bit less, to do everything.
And it's worth it.
It is.
In fact, I just put a house in pending, and we have an inspection with you this Sunday, and I can't wait.
One of the other things, you made me think of that when you mentioned Sunday. We have, eight or so of us on staff. We can get where you need us, when you need us, to do whatever you need done in a rapid and timely manner. And much like other industries, the era of a man in a van running a business is rapidly going by the wayside. They just can't offer the level of service. We've got 24/7 people on the phone. We've got digital scheduling. Everything lives in the cloud. It is truly state-of-the-art level of service to get you to closing and protect you after closing. No more Fred Flintstone.
No more Fred Flintstone.
And be cautious of your real estate agent who's referring Fred Flintstone.
We're more like the Jetsons.
Let me say one more thing. You know, when a person says, and we've known each other a long time. We've been doing this together professionally for a long time. When an agent says, oh, I can find this for you cheaper, say, thank you, I appreciate that. And will you cover any problems that come up later with $25,000 worth of loss protection?
Exactly.
We write checks. And our warranty service providers,
people don't realize the liability. You know, I took that 3-day course over at, it was a 3-segment course over at NEFAR, our Realtor Association, and that gave me a whole different light as to what is my responsibility as a realtor to my customers.
You know what I find interesting about that too, Anita? There's what is the real estate agent's statutory responsibility? That really isn't very much. And then you sit and say, what is my moral responsibility? What is my responsibility to this customer such that my real estate business, or in my case, home inspection business, will grow and will flourish?
Right.
And the benchmark we use at HomePro Inspections is, if this customer was my mother, my sister, or my daughter, how much attention would I give it? And that's the level of attention. And anyone in any service business whose standard is short of that, you need to move on and find someone better.
That's right. And so
you get pretty passionate about this.
I know. Me too. If you have any questions for Wally Conway or our top producer, Betty Layton, and we also have in the house, we have Mark from Gold Star Adjusters, and Mark was out at Hurricane Michael and still is going back and forth. He's going to talk to us about the recovery in the Panhandle. So if you have questions, call us at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And
we have Wally on line one with a question for Mark.
We have Wally on line one. What do you have for Mark?
Mark, you're a public adjuster.
Correct.
Most human beings, whether they're real estate agents, homeowners, have no earthly idea what a public adjuster is. What on God's green earth is the difference between a private adjuster, a public adjuster, and a company? What is it, and why would I ever want one?
Well, there's really three main types of adjusters in all. You have the company adjuster that is a staff adjuster, works strictly for, is employed by the insurance company. Then you have what's called an independent adjuster, which is not really independent because they work only for insurance companies. They're just not staffed by them. They're outsourced.
They're freelancers.
Yes, they're freelancers. They're outsourced. Not overseas, but they're outsourced just the same. And then you have public adjusters. public adjusters is the only one of the three that only works exclusively for the policyholder, the insured. And so that's the difference. You want to hire someone that's representing you and your position. The insurance company, they already have that guy. And my suggestion would be you don't need that guy. You need somebody who's working for you in your best interests.
So I know this other guy. His name is Wally. And in Hurricane Matthew, a 65-foot-tall pine tree fell upon his house in the middle of the night. Made a big noise.
Wow.
Tanya said, did you hear that? I'm like, did I hear that? I just pooped. Anyway, 6 months before the hurricane, I had a brand new roof put on. Fidus did the roof. And I had new siding and other, we renovated the home. Bam. Two-story house. The second story is now unlivable. At that point, it was made unlivable. We lived down on the first floor. We put tarps over. It took weeks and weeks and weeks to get the tree off, get any help at all. And my handy-dandy insurance company, unnamed, offered me 25,000 bones. Solved my problem. I had the same company, Fidus, who put on my roof and did the work, came out and bid the work to put my house back together, and that number was 65. Insurance company said, you got 25, bucko. Figure it out. So I figured it out. You know,
that's
how I figured
it out? That's a huge difference.
I called Mark. Thankfully, he and I have had a long-term personal and professional relationship. I've known him and liked him and trusted him for a very long time. I said, Mark, the insurance company's trying to dunk me. You got to help me, brother. And he did, and I got $65,000. Didn't make a profit. That's not its purpose. But I got made whole. Here's the thankful thing. I had the financial wherewithal and the relationship with my contractor that I could get my home fixed, but it took us another 4 months.
Right. About
4 months of fighting to get paid and made whole. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm a pretty savvy guy in that arena, could never have done it alone.
Wow.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. And that's true. You have to fight to be able to get everything that you're entitled to. They're, in my experience, they're just not going to simply hand it over to you.
So during that time, those four plus months, you just lived with a tarp. Covering, so you...
It was more than 4 months. It was 4 months after the completion of construction until I got all the way paid. The total process, we spent 9 or 10 months. And it's impossible to get great contractors when there's a storm. It's just very difficult, even though I had a long-term relationship with them. And what we did, and this was good on me and good on Fidus Construction, they told me about people who were worse off than me, because it's just the two of us in the house. And we could live on the second story, we were perfectly fine. So they tarped it for me until they had some more needy people, who just couldn't, people in a worse situation than us. They took care of them, then they took care of me. That was 4 months, I think, Mark, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, I believe so.
And then it was another 3 or 4 months till I got paid.
You know, it's funny because, you know, coming from, and I do mention this a lot, you know, from Southern California, you know, we had earthquakes, but...
We can tell even when you don't mention it.
Thank you. But, you know, we don't have the devastation because all our, in Southern California, all our buildings are built like they're supposed to. So it's always Northern California that gets the damage, you know. And so, you know, living there, we used to hear about the hurricanes and it was like, oh, you know, that's really bad. Oh, you know, and we just move on. You don't realize until I've moved here the devastation, what it causes, and how long it takes for people to move forward.
And we really haven't seen that here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but the panhandle, they're seeing it now and they're living it now. That is real devastation. What we had with Matthew and with Irma was, you know, a mild storm that skirted the area. And
right. it was devastating to the individuals who lost their homes.
To the locals. Yes.
I've dealt with a lot of them. Now you have too.
It's bad for them, especially, you know, now when a tree crushes your home, you know, you might as well have been on ground zero.
Right. Well, when we come back, we're going to hear more from Mark about the recovery from Hurricane Michael. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
Thank you. 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senators have re-elected Republican Mitch McConnell and Democrat Chuck Schumer as their party leaders for the next session of Congress. Not much change in the Senate in the aftermath of the recent midterm election and similar elections going on in the House. Kevin McCarthy will lead the House Republicans in the next session of Congress with support from outgoing Speaker Paul Ryan. And capitalizing on his close working relationship with the president, McCarthy easily fought off a challenge from Ohio's Jim Jordan to capture the leadership position. Consumer prices climbed 0.3% in October. There were higher prices mostly for gasoline, used automobiles, and housing contributing to that rise. Core inflation, which excludes volatile energy and food prices, rose by 0.2% in October. It's been very slow going on Wall Street. The Dow right now down 234 points. The Nasdaq down by 62. This is SRN News.
Do you ever wonder how we're streaming millions of movies on demand or doing our banking from the beach? And how are we watching a live mission from Mars? Smart business minds dreamed these ideas, and Amazon Web Services is how they built them. With the broadest functionality and the most experience, the leading enterprises trust the AWS cloud to build the next big idea. Are you ready to build it? Learn more at awsishow.com.
Hi, everybody. It's our second year anniversary coming up Friday, November the 30th from 6 to 9 p.m. here at the Salem Center. Free food, free cash prizes, free entertainment. I just got to get you on the list. Email me, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. Friday evening, November the 30th, our second year anniversary, or go to eventbrite.com. Type in the keywords WBOB or Ed Dean, our second year anniversary, November the 30th.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Now through Sunday, November 18th, enjoy The King and I at the Times Union Center for the Performing Arts. Check online for daily showtimes. Thursday, November 15th at 5 p.m., it's the North Beach Art Walk at the Beaches Town Center on 1st Street in Neptune Beach. And Saturday, November 17th at 9:30 a.m., it's the 9th Annual McKenzie's Run at TIAA Bank Field.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley purchased a mansion in Memphis and named it Graceland. And in Liverpool, the Cavern Club opened and featured the Beatles, which is where the Fab Four got their start. 1957 was also the year that the Bogers family opened their shoe store in Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Bogers Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Bogers Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. And for the month of November, the Birkenstock Boston is the shoe of the month, and you will receive a 10% discount off Dansko shoes. Some restrictions apply. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Bogers Shoe success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Bogers Shoes difference. Bogers Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com. And we are here today with our top producer, Betty Layton, and my co-host and good friend, Wally Conway, and Mark from Gold Star Adjusters. And we're telling, tell us about what's going on in the Panhandle. I know you've been going back and forth and spending a lot of time there.
Yeah, it's remarkable is the word that sums it up. The amount of damage there is remarkable. It's unbelievable. You see pictures and videos. It absolutely does not do it justice. It never does. I've been to untold disaster areas, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, and this really takes the cake. It goes on and on and on, seemingly forever. But then again, the amount of help that's being poured into that area is also remarkable. Just within days, you had people setting up, tents, little tent cities for passing out supplies for free. A lot of times, you think of people price gouging on things like water and, you know, needed supplies and food and things. And it was the exact opposite. I mean, there was literally free water and food around every corner. Now you had to go and wait in line and things like that, but it was there and readily available. So that was really cool to see. But the damage is unbelievable, and these people are going to be living it for years to come.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're literally wandering around, wondering what to do next, and just trying to make it another day at this point. You know, they're only first now starting to think about insurance and what's going to happen with their claim, and are they going to get enough money to be able to rebuild? The heat is really going to start to turn up soon.
You know, Mark, the big storms, the named storms, they get a lot of attention. But guaranteed this particular week, this week right now in Jacksonville, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of homeowners who've had a flood from a broken pipe, or a home may have caught on fire, or a teenager drove through the back wall of the driveway. Those individuals are experiencing exactly the same peril as the people in the Panhandle, when you bring it down to the individual basis. And they're far more susceptible to being taken advantage of or not getting fully what's due to them because they don't have FEMA nearby and whatnot. It's one person dealing with one great problem. Talk to people, talk to us a little bit about assignment of benefit and how to be so cautious when someone says to you, hey, Anita, we can handle this right here, no money out of pocket. Sign on this line. I'm a contractor you can trust. What is that, and how do I protect myself?
Well, it just reminds you that you need to read things before you sign them. People have gotten so accustomed to just signing it, your mortgage papers. I mean, it's not going to change.
If you read it, you still wouldn't understand.
Right.
I'll tell you, and you know, I was the guy in the same situation. I didn't even read it. I called for help.
Right.
Because to read it and not understand it is no better off than not understanding it.
Yeah. And so the assignment of benefits, it basically puts the contractor into the shoes of the homeowner, and it's assigning the benefits of the insurance claim to the contractor. And so you're giving up rights and benefits that you may not be aware that you're giving up.
And it makes it almost impossible to change contractors.
Right. It could. It just,
you're stuck with that person. If they're a great person, that's a great thing.
Right.
You've got to have a professional help you manage that.
And there's so much of this that goes on. I mean, we hear it all the time, you know, a lot of fraud and things to be cautious for. And, you know, people are so desperate to get the work done so they can move back into their homes. And then you have people that take advantage of it. And this is just another way of doing that. I mean,
right.
Even without the intention of taking advantage, it happens. So, and it's more prevalent in a name storm, but a person comes in who's a contractor with all good intention, and all of a sudden the job's bigger than they are, or all of a sudden there's more jobs than they realized they were going to have. And just something as simple as a backlog, your work isn't happening, yet you can't change. You can't get out of this thing. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, and it's one of these things that, like everything else, it started off with good intentions, and then it just went crazy from there. And now it's been pitched to contractors of every single kind and variety and level of ethics. And that's what the problem is that
without
now everybody
names,
does it.
Because you know the names and I know the names. There's companies around town who specifically target assignment of benefit activities.
Yeah.
And it's often not good.
Right. Right. There's some cases when it's okay, but for the most part, you just have to be extra careful. You have to know who you're dealing with, and you have to know what the paper says, and then you have to really be making that decision because you want to.
I'm not in a position to volunteer you, but I do this with him all the time. Hey, Mark, I got this situation where I've got this particular contractor who's having a dispute with a past customer of ours. What do you know? How can we give them some direction? And he's been fantastic to have that initial conversation just to give that person some clarity on where they are. Sometimes that clarity is resulting in Mark being able to say, based on the history I have with this contractor, based on the situation, they're moving in a good direction. It's okay. That's a comfort. Other times it's been, uh-oh.
Yeah, and it's, you know.
And when the uh-oh has come after they've signed the assignment of benefit, it's really tough to undo.
I think the key thing is not to sign anything.
Right.
That's my answer.
I mean, don't sign anything would be the key. If you have questions and want to know more information from our public adjuster and from Wally Conway or from Betty Layton, give us a call at 222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. Tell us, Mark, what is the procedure? When should somebody call you? Explain how the timeline goes for you.
I always recommend people call us prior to submitting the insurance claim. And the main reason is because if it's not going to be a valid and worthwhile insurance claim, you don't want to submit the claim at all. And we're going to tell you that because if it's not a valid and worthwhile insurance claim, there's no money in it for us. We can't charge you for the phone call. We can't charge you for the consultation. We can't charge you for the inspection. We can't charge you for the estimate that we do or anything else unless it's a valid and worthwhile insurance claim.
Tell me about CLUV reporting and making claims that are never paid and how that impacts your insurance rate.
Exactly. And so it's just another reason. So when you do make that insurance claim, and especially if it has words like water and mold attached to that insurance claim, you know, it's going to end up on the CLUV report. And then when you go to sell your home, that report is likely going to come up and could be a problem for you when you go to sell your home. And so you don't want that problem. It could also come up if you're going to change insurance companies. It could come up. And you don't want that problem there. You want to be able to change your insurance companies if you want to.
So the background on that, you know the company Experian that does credit reporting. Yes. Experian also does insurance reporting. So each piece of property has an insurance history that lives in this CLUV document from Experian. Each individual has an insurance history. And those two histories blend together, just like your credit score, to determine whether you have a high rate or a low rate on that particular property. So two houses side by side that are identical could have a different homeowner's rate from the same company. And two identical houses with Mark in one house and me in the other house, because we may have different insurance histories, would have a different rate. And everyone knows, don't get a query on your credit report, that dings it. A query on your CLUV report dings your insurance report. And that's how people end up getting dropped after, I've with them for 10 years and I, quote, never had a claim. No, you never had a claim paid, but you called the insurance company and said, hey, I got mold. Then you called them and said, hey, a tree fell in my house. Then you called them and said, I had a broken pipe. They've never paid anything, but you keep telling them your house is messed up, and they raise your rate and then drop you.
So let me get this straight.
That's how that happens.
Every time you call your insurance company to ask them a question, it gets stuck.
It could be a claim, yes. Exactly right.
Even if they're not paying off on it.
Even if not paying off on it, right. But when you call, sometimes even if you ask that question, now there's actually some insurance companies that you can call and you can say, I have a question only. I'm not looking to put in an insurance claim. Can you just answer? And they have a separate, box for that so that you don't get that ding.
So but you just others have may to, not. You have to really
you have to
be
understand.
Clear.
Yes.
You have to be very clear when you're talking to your insurance company.
I just talked to Mark.
And just make it simple.
We do it in the cone of silence. We put on the cloaking device.
Right. Yeah, you just call. You just ask the question. There's not that much to it. You ask the question, and if I have the answer, I give it to you. If not, I get you the answer, and then you're just making a more informed decision.
How do people get a hold of you?
Then get a hold of us on the interweb, goldstaradjusters.com, or our local number is 904-406-7232.
Go ahead and repeat that.
904-406-7232.
That's awesome. And you think the panhandle is going to take, what, 5 years?
Probably, but based on Superstorm Sandy, that's still going on. They're still, living that nightmare. They're still doing reconstruction there. I would assume so. Yeah, it's bad.
Wow. Well, give us a call and let's ask them some questions at 222-8255 on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and you're listening to WBOB.
Now.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com. And we are back with Realtor, top producer Betty Layton, and my co-host Wally Conway, and Mark from Goldstone Adjusters. I'm glad you wore that shirt.
Gold Star. So close.
What did I say?
Gold Star. You said Goldstone. Gold Star.
Oh, Gold Star.
That was my Fred Flintstone story.
Exactly. I'm in bedrock, so. It is so good to have you back on the show. I know that a lot of people don't know exactly. We don't talk enough about public adjusters, and you guys offer so much. It's like, let them come out, let them take a peek, and get some advice.
Right. Exactly. It's just that easy. It's one of these fields that just very few people know about. No one's going to tell you. Your insurance company's not going to tell you about us. No. The state's not going to tell you about us. It really only if somebody you know knows about us, that's the way you're going to hear it. You know, we don't have the attorney's money to be on TV 24/7. So it's really up to friends, family, coworkers to clue you in on one of the best kept secrets in insurance and get a fair opinion from someone who wants you to do well on the insurance claim. And you know, honestly, that's right. Not them.
Well, we appreciate you and what you do and helping out over in the Panhandle. I think that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Mark.
Pleasure.
Betty, tell us about real estate. Talk to me about real estate. What's going on? in Duval and Northeast Florida, and what's going on in the market?
Well, just from what I observe and being out there daily, the market has shifted a little. You know, six months to the past year and a half, it was definitely a seller's market. You know, homes staying on the market less than a week. They were getting their listing price or above listing price. They were in multiple offers. Things have slowed a little bit, but they're just shifting. They're just getting into more of a healthy market, if you will. I do see a lot of buyers are actually buying, going under contract at this time, trying to get in before the end of the year. In the state of Florida, we have homestead exemption. So if you do purchase your home and are in your home occupied prior to January 1st, you can then file for that homestead exemption for 2019. So that's a really big deal.
Right, because if they could still file for it, but it's going to be a year before it goes into effect. So this way, we actually have been very busy, you and I, mm-hmm. selling homes right now because people want to take advantage of that. And so they want to close before Christmas. So we've got quite a few closings coming up in December just because people want to be able to apply for that homestead and have it go into effect by March. So that's that's a good motivator for people.
Yeah, you know, that's what I see just with my customers. And, you know, you go and you show a home to, you know, I'll take my buyer out to see a home and they'll that agent will tell me it's under contract. Now, they're not going under contract as quick as they were. But it's still happening. Again, I think it's a kind of a mad rush for buyers right now, which is a pleasant sight to see.
It is. And, you know, homes are staying on the market a little bit longer and interest rate is slowly going up, but it's still under 5%. It's still mm-hmm. a great interest rate and it's always a great time to buy. Obviously, a real estate agent's going to say that, but this is our busiest time of year for us. We've always been, Realty Executive Oceanside has always been busy this time of year. And a lot of people think that the market slows down because of the holidays. And in reality, a lot of people want to be in their homes, you know, for their new home for their Christmas celebration. And so we tend to be very busy this time of year.
Yeah. And to follow up on that note, you're very correct in that statement that consumers think it's not a good time to list or a good time or not so much buy but not a good time to list because they think the buyers are going to wait until after Christmas. But that's on the contrary because, again, I'm seeing a lot of buyers out there. And just an example, I've got a buyer from Colorado came to see me last Saturday. We looked at properties all day and he was going to wait till after Thanksgiving to list his home to put an offer in on a home here in Jacksonville. And I encouraged him to get it listed by the weekend because I told him, I said, they're out there, they're buying, and most people want to be in before Christmas.
Right. And so, he lives in Colorado where things are selling overnight still, you know, on the West Coast. And he's going to be purchasing a home here. Mm-hmm. And the one he liked was actually new construction.
Yes.
By an independent builder. And that's not going to last very long. So I think he's decided to pull the trigger.
He has. We got him pre-approved already, so we're ready to roll. And I think tomorrow we're going to submit an offer, and he's going to get his house listed and on the market.
So one thing that's nice about Realty Executive Oceanside is we're kind of a one-stop property shop, so we can do our closings at our office. And we also have Movement Mortgage in our office. And plus we have other companies as well that you know, Caliber home loans, and we have Chad Murphy, and so we have a great
Home Pro Inspections,
and we have a great pool of but we're talking about loans right now, and we have great people that that support us and give great customer service when they're giving loans,
right.
And so we
And one more that I'd like to mention is Karen Chartier with Fairway Mortgage. She's also been helping tremendously with especially some of these out-of-town buyers using the app that I provide.
Yeah, maybe she needs to sponsor the show. That would be great.
That would be awesome. Yes. Yes.
Then we could mention her on a regular basis. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And we do our inspections, of course, with Wally Conway.
At Home Pro Inspections. Very grateful. I have a mortgage question because I get asked this all the time. I think I have an answer. Why can't I just go online and get my mortgage?
Oh my God.
When I listen to the radio, which I do a lot,
I know
there are constant, and there's no need to name them.
Okay, I'm going to tell you my personal experience.
That's what I was asking for.
My personal experience.
What is
and
the high
Betty
risk of an online
this,
mortgage?
They are nightmares.
Yes,
they are complete
yes.
nightmares. Because
why?
Because they're probably in Wisconsin or they're in some other state, and they're not local. They're not people that we can go and make a phone call to. They won't even answer our phone calls. They won't not communicate with us.
So I will share with you, this is a little bit selfish. The single greatest cause of an home inspection postponement, which is not good for the home inspection company, it's not good for anybody. The single greatest reason is something went funky with a loan, and almost always when something goes sideways, it results in a cancellation or a postponement. It is an out-of-town lender, typically done online. It's ludicrous.
That's true.
It is true.
And there's no way we can get a hold of them. And they're not answering our phone calls. And, you know, the realtors on the other side, you know, they want us to update them. And it ends up being very complicated. And half the time we don't even know, okay, God, do we ask for an extension? Is this going to even close? We don't even know because they don't talk to us. And
yeah.
So... It tends to, and not all the time, but more than...
Not all the time. That's fair.
Yes.
When it goes south,
it goes
it's most
bad.
Often an online lender. It's not to say they're evil.
No.
It's just a special damn challenge.
Yeah. You know, that's why we use local people. You know, it just makes sense. And, you know, the companies we mentioned, they're here, they're local. We also have Jet, who's you know, a newer company in the last year. They're all great companies that have the reputation. Are they perfect? No, of course not. But they definitely strive for perfection, just like we do. And but that line of communication is always there, and that's what I love about Caliber Home Loans and
Movement.
And Movement Mortgage and First Florida Financial and Jet. They're all right there with us, and they know us personally, so they answer the phones for us. You know, so we're not always in the dark.
Yeah, it's so much easier to keep the transaction, your buyers, and keeping your seller, or you know, keeping the seller's agent up to date with the timeline. Because when we call that lender, whoever it may be out of the ones we mentioned, we'll always answer our call. And so we can always get updates towards that timeline of loan approval, conditional loan approval, and it just makes our job so much easier.
It really does. If you need to sell your home or you want to buy a home, you need to contact us at Realty Executive Oceanside, or you can also check out my website at anitahiles.com. You can reach us at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And I am excited that this Saturday you can find myself and a few others from WBOB at River Place Shopping Center in Mandarin from 11:30 to 1. We're going to be out there for a chili cook-off. So come by and see us. And thank you for listening to WBOB.